Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Thanks for joining us again on Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and I've got a great guest with me today, a man who puts on a fantastic race at the beginning of the year in Johannesburg every year. And it's, I think I've done two of the last three. It's the Dischem Half Marathon, 21 kilometers. It comes very early into January, so you're still trying to shake off the festive season eating and the festive season laziness, and they really do wake you up with a bang. Some serious climbing, and not the easiest route, but it really is a great start to your running year. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Grant Panton to the show. Grant, fantastic race that you guys put on, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, before we talk a little bit more about the Dischem Half Marathon, let's look at your club, the Bedford View Country Club and the athletics club that you're involved with. Quite a strong running club, and in Johannesburg, we have a fantastic running scene. We had Derek Masters on a few weeks ago about JEPI, not very far from you guys, but club running in Johannesburg is a big thing.
Yes, definitely. JEPI are strong competitors of ours, and we have a friendly competition between the two clubs. We're very close to each other, opposite sides of the highway. But yeah, I think the club activity is very strong still in terms of athletics and running. Our club has also evolved in terms of triathlon. We've got a fairly good cycling division and swimming, obviously, all linked back to triathlon. But running still remains our stalwart of the club.
Now, in Johannesburg, we've got fantastic races almost every weekend. Half marathon scene is very big. Your one really kicks things off in 2016 or at the start of any year. How long has the race been going, and sort of what was the incentive behind starting it?
The race has been going for more than 15 years. So I can't actually take you back further than that. The Dischem has been supporting the race. This will be our 15th year with Dischem Pharmacies as our main sponsor. But before that, a lot of the older runners, I suppose, will remember it as the Bliss 21, and then there was the Reebok 21. In terms of the last few years that I've been driving it, it's really to give back to the running community. You know, we believe clubs have to organize races, and our philosophy is if we're going to organize, we're going to try to do it as best as we can.
And looking at the time of year, as you've touched on, very early in January, guys, probably a little bit not where they want to be, but building towards big years, building towards some of the marathons coming up, the Two Oceans, the Comrades Marathons. And it's a great day out, and you draw some big numbers there every year.
Yes, we do. We actually always limit it, unfortunately, purely because of the congestion. So it's between 6,000 and 6,500 entries that we get. This year, we're a bit luckier that it's the third week in January, and every sort of 4 years it goes into the third week. Otherwise, it's the second week of January. It does kickstart it, and we've got a combination of those guys that have decided to use it as their challenge for the year and hopefully progress on for the rest of the year. Then there's your regular runners who are leading up to their marathon qualifiers for Comrades, Two Oceans. So we've got a combination of novices, those that just do 21s, and those that lead on to Comrades and Two Oceans, as I said, yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about the route. You start from the club itself in Bedford View. A lot of climbing comes in this race, and especially at the end where we've got to come up the backside of Fisher's Hill.
Yeah, that's correct. I think your first half, the first 10Ks, 9 to 10Ks, is really nice and easy through the suburbs of Bedford View. So it's quite a lot of tree cover and that. And then once you pass halfway, you basically start climbing. You climb all the way out of Bedford View into Primrose, through Primrose, also still climbing. You have a little flat section before you really hit Fisher's Hill. But then we do give you a bit of reprieve, and you've got sort of 1 to 2 Ks of flat downhill racing to the finish.
Now, Grant, you often get ranked up there by runners as one of the best half marathons in the country year in, year out, and for good reason. Every race I've done there, the organization has been one of the key points. Registration is fluid. Race day, you guys offer a lot on offer. I know there's even areas for the kids to come out to enjoy. The club guys hang around afterwards, put up their gazebos like any race. But it's not just about the race itself. You guys create a great atmosphere, and it's a well-run and smooth-flowing event.
We like to believe so. We have been rated by Runners World in terms of the second best half marathon. And I would say we hope to keep achieving that. It's been the first or the best half marathon standalone without any other marathon with us or ultra with us. But the team, which is a committee of runners from the club, work from about August onwards every year. So we put a lot of time and effort into it. Our sponsors also assist us, but it's really driven by volunteers of the club. And every year we're looking at novel ideas, different things to bring to the runner and to the race.
Now, Grant, I know you've been doing a bit more paddling now at the moment. You've just done the Fish River Canoe Marathon, fantastic achievement there. But on the running front, what's been some of your highlights so far?
Like I mentioned to you earlier on, I've really focused on paddling this year. I really run for the enjoyment. I don't really target any big races. I'm not a comrades runner. I believe there's life before and after comrades. So I focus on 21Ks, and hopefully maybe I'll get to do the tough one this year. We'll see how preparations go for that. And then next year, maybe the Two Oceans I'll put on my agenda.
So by South African standards, you're saying you're not a runner because you haven't done or want to do confidence. It's funny in this country how endurance crazy we are, and people, if you haven't done comrades, don't really see you as a serious runner. But jokes aside, the 21 distance, I mean, your race is predominantly, primarily a half marathon. It's a fantastic distance to run. You know, a marathon, anything over a marathon, looking at ultra, they're hard. They're hard on your body. The recovery's hard. Yes, a half marathon can be challenging for a lot of people, but at the end of the day, a half marathon is a fantastic distance to run, and you can kind of run that on a regular basis.
I agree with you. It's achievable for most people who just want to get into running. So, you know, I would assume you start with your 5 and 10s, but, you know, the 21 is a challenge. You've got to put some effort into it, but your recovery is quick. You don't need to then spend weeks there after trying to recover. And once you get good at running your 21s, you can then look at the times that you're racing, without damaging your body. That's where I see it.
Grant, lastly, for people out there who are listening, maybe are runners, aren't part of a club, interested maybe in joining Bedford View Running Club, just how can they find out more information, or, you know, so the cycling aspect or triathlon? And secondly, with the race itself, the Dis-Chem Half next year, how can people enter the race?
Okay, the best way to get hold of our club and onto our race is we've got two websites. You can just Google Better Do Athletics and you'll go straight to our website. On there, there's contact numbers to join our club, and also gives a bit of history about our club. And there's quite a nice article on the history of our race there as well. The race itself is on www.dischem21.co.za. All the information is there. There's a race flyer that gives you details about the race, the time, the entries, everything you need. If you need further information, you can get a hold of us at info@dischem21.co.za.
Well, Grant, thanks. We'll put all that info up on the show notes for this episode of Run Talk SA. From myself, David Katz, Mr. Active, and Grant Panter, thanks very much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you at the Dis-Chem 21, so don't go too hard in terms of eating and taking it easy in December, because if you're up in the Johannesburg area, there's a fantastic half marathon to start your year off and to start 2016 with a running bang.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.